Yes. I will reflect, Croker. There is not much time. There is all the time in the world, in a way. I will reflect. You and your lady friend translate. I felt I had been dismissed before we got to why she wanted to see me privately. The woman has a face like stone. You can't tell much about what is going on inside. I moved toward the door slowly. Croker, she signed. Wait. I stopped. This was it. What is she, Croker? Damn. Ducked around it again. Chills on my part. Guilt. I did not want to lie outright. Just a woman. Not a special woman. A special friend. I guess she is special, in her way.
I see.
Ask Silent to come in. Again I went slowly, nodding, but it was not till I actually started to open the door that she beckoned me back. In accordance with instructions, I sat. She did not. She paced. She signed, "You think I am cold toward great news. You think ill of me because I am not excited that Raven is alive." "No, I thought it would shock you, that it would cause you great distress." "Shock? No. I am not entirely surprised. Distressed? Yes. It opens old wounds and makes them more painful." Puzzled, I watched as she continued to prowl. "Our Raven. He never grew up. Fearless as a stone, utterly without the handicap of a conscience. Tough, smart, hard, fierce. All those things, yes? Yes. And a coward." "What? How can you—" "He runs away. There were machinations around the Limper which pulled his wife in, years ago. Did he try to discover the truth and work it out? He killed people and ran away with the Black Company to kill more people. He abandoned two babies without a word of goodbye." She was hot now. She was opening the doors on secrets and spilling stuff of which I had seen only the vaguest glimmering reflections. "Do not defend him. I have had the power to investigate, and I did," she signed. "He fled the Black Company. For my sake. As much excuse to avoid entanglement as reason. Why did he salvage me in that village? Because of guilt over children he had abandoned. I was a safe child, and while a child I remained a safe emotional investment. But I did not remain a child, Croker, and I knew no other man in all those years in hiding. I should have known better. I saw how he pushed people away if they tried to get close in any way that was not completely one-sided and under his control. But after the horrible things he did in Juniper, I thought I could be the one to redeem him. On the road south, when we were running from the dark danger of the lady and the light danger of the company, I betrayed my true feelings. I opened the lid on a chest of dreams nurtured from a time before I was old enough to think about men. He became a changed man, a frightened animal caught in a cage. He was relieved when news came that the lieutenant had appeared with some of the company. It was not but a matter of hours before he was dead. I suspected then. I think a part of me always knew. And that is why I am not so devastated now as you want. Yes, I am.